Hi everyone, Samian here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Roger. He didn't give me a topic. So what I wanted to do is cover this story called World's Hottest Trucker Begged to Do Lonely Fans, but says she already earned six figures. Here's what the article briefly says, and I quote, "A gymnast turned lorry driver has been hailed the hottest trucker ever by followers who wanted to join Lonely Friends. But blonde bombshell Dayson Torg Havoc is reluctant to launch a profile on the racy subscription service because she already earns an impressive six-figure salary from her day job. The 25-year-old's burgeoning career as a gymnast was cut short after she was rear-ended by a truck driver in 2016, but the gorgeous petrolhead from Chicago, Illinois, has since found success on the roads, and she claims that she's in her third year making six figures, comparing her job to a permanent vacation. The stunning trucker who owns long-hauling OTR company Havoc Trucking LLC has garnered a huge fan base across social media. A truck talker, she takes to TikTok and Instagram to record her life as a woman driver. Worshipping fans have gone as far as to say that she's the hottest trucker ever. One TikToker wrote, 'So you are by far the prettiest woman I've ever seen.' Another person wrote, 'Damn, you could make some serious bank if you removed your trucker hat and everything else.' She says that she was outraged and said she would never bear all for rude and creepy people," unquote. So at first glance, this story is simply a clickbait headline for Daily Star. But what's more important is why women like her are doing trucking, and is it a trend that's picking up? So I looked up the statistics over the last 10 years or so, and as you can see here, the percentage of women in the trucking industry is now around 16%, versus only 12% in 2010. It's an industry where a lot of old-timers are retiring and are enough workers to fill in the gaps. Now, that's probably one of the reasons we're seeing supply chain disruptions and inflation to some extent. What do you think is going to happen when AI replaces retail and service jobs that are mostly female, causing the greatest she session in world history? Do you really think they're going to take it laying on their backs like they usually do in the bedroom? Or where they put on their black strap-on monster and smash male industries in the behind, like trucking and farming? It looks to me that Dyson doesn't want a layer of man-chutney on her face, for all to see. And she's making more than enough money driving her own rig. I don't really know if she's making six figures, though. Maybe someone could pipe in the comment section below and let me know. But if a woman like this showed up at your trucking company, had her license, and was reliable, you'd probably hire her, just to virtue signal that your company is hiring women for the job. She also has a vintage Trans Am and likes boomsticks of the assault variety, if you check her out on Instagram. There are also other female truckers like Shannon Penninger, making loads of cash showing your gash on the internet. 15,000 pounds a month, roughly. Here's another woman, 36-year-old Claire Sorankin, that says that she makes 144,000 a year. Remember the nursing, teaching, and medicine were once upon a time only male fields. So what do you think is going to happen as women in unskilled labor jobs get laid off? Do you think they're going to sit at home and depend on a man like they did in the 1950s? Forget about it. They're going to start moving into things like the trades and things that have been traditionally male-dominated, like they did with many other fields during the 20th century. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Hawk and the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawken has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Will Women Take Men's Trucking Jobs Away? Clown World Show. In the past, the reason women left the suburbs in the 60s, 70s, and 80s to find jobs is because they're far greater social creatures than men are. They need constant verbal stimulation for the most part, as well as they wanted their financial independence. With the internet and social media, they can now spend greater amounts of time alone and still get some of their social fulfillment even if there's no one around. That's why they can do jobs that are more socially isolating, like trucking today. They can use their phones to stay connected while they are technically disconnected. Once again, I want to showcase that woman Clarissa from November of 2022 when she did an article. And remember that these women I'm talking about are being highlighted in late 2022 and early 2023. So this trend is only going to pick up steam. Clarissa now has her own trucking business too, which is making more money than the $50,000 she was making as an employee. Being an owner-operator is way more lucrative. But don't be fooled when she says that she made $144,000 in revenue. That's gross, and she netted only $71,300 profits after all her expenses. She would also supplement her income via social media for another $36,000 a year. Her husband was a trucker, so he taught her all the ropes and it wouldn't surprise me if he did all the legwork at home for her accounting and managing her business while she was on the road. U.S. statistics say that only 7.9% of truck drivers are women. That stat I found says it's closer to 16%. That stat I also saw broke it down into smaller categories and said that most school bus drivers were technically women, but a bus is not a truck. So I don't really know which stats to believe. I just know that as women's jobs start disappearing thanks to AI, they'll start migrating into jobs that are strictly male, because they're going to want to keep the gains that they made through women's lib. I just don't want many of you guys, especially younger ones, to become plumbers or carpenters only to see women start moving into such fields. And there also being a glut of such jobs as men continue to leave gynocentric industries. Just keep an open mind that the hands-on future with other dudes building things with your hands, thinking your income is safe, and that you won't get me too might not happen. Women are nipping at the heels of men when it comes to our lifestyles and the way that we make our money. At some point, the only male professions that'll be safe are the ones that require brute strength, where you'll be lifting hundreds of pounds or very heavy objects each day. In the media business, that usually means guys rigging lighting equipment or shooting television with huge E&G cameras. Plus, it's not as simple as just replacing heavy cameras with smaller ones, as well as the lights. Most women I know have an aversion to technical things like that. They generally don't like being behind a camera and would prefer to be in front of it. There are exceptions, but they are rare. Another thing the Western women have going for them when it comes to trucking is a lack of a cultural and language barrier. Here in Canada, I've spoken to guys that hire truck drivers, and they have a hard time finding anyone but Indian guys for jobs. And all of the time, they aren't competent to do the job or can't communicate properly. Maybe they also damage the loading dock for some other nonsense. So, given that there aren't enough workers, it's just going to be a lot easier to hire women in these fields, and I suspect that many companies will pay really well. Another example is farming. There aren't enough farmers in Canada, and it's not going to take all that much training for many women to drive combines. They already are mostly operated by GPS units. But you know, it's going to get their feet in the door when it comes to spicy content, where they can wear a straw hat on a farm and nothing but. I really can't wait until AI destroys their business model, and then let's see if they still want to be truckers and farmers and other traditionally male trades when they just can't get cash and prizes. The major advantage female truckers have over men right now, especially if they're attractive, is that they can monetize their appearance on social media and make hundreds of thousands of dollars more from it. For example, if a woman only worked part-time as a trucker and made $20,000 or $30,000 a year, she could still do a whole OnlyFans thing and make six figures. If Clarissa, an obese woman in her mid-30s, can make an extra $36,000 a year being a trucker from her social media presence, then what do you think the girl next door type will be able to bring in? In the case of the world's hottest trucker, guys are telling her to do it, because they want to see what lies beneath her trucker uniform. I think that in the next few years, we're going to see many women go into things like plumbing, construction, trucking, and other fields, not necessarily to work in them, but just so they can use them as a launching-off platform to sell themselves to men online. Men find the female chameleon sexy, that there are women out there that value the same professions and things that they do. Guys are suckers that way. It's like these women are holding up a mirror to these men and allowing them to fall in love with the female version of themselves. In a way, it's just narcissistic self-love. Inside many men is a Patrick Bateman waiting to get out. That's what these tradeswomen chameleons are trying to tap into. The really good-looking ones like Dayson Havoc are probably doing it as a way to get exposure to as many rich and good-looking men as possible. She's projecting that she's not a 304, and that allows her to upsell herself to some wealthy, successful guys out there. I suspect that's her plan. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Roger for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that middle-aged male truckers dream of smashing 20-something female trucker chameleons. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that don't see that soon there'll be too many men working in the trades, and that there's a real possibility then women will also flood into them away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon, limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.